Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Diana from the Wagin Woolorama. And Diana is the media coordinator, and also she's doing entertainment management for the Woolorama. Good morning, Diana.
Oh, good morning, Tom.
So, Diana, you must have your hands full.
Yes, it's always a very busy time.
Yes, busy well, on both those fronts. Lots of people with questions for media, and then, of course, managing the entertainment, especially this year of all things, that would have been quite the job.
Yes, well, there's a lot of things that we have to consider that, you know, normally we don't need to. So, but we have an excellent team here that have worked very hard to get a very comprehensive COVID health plan to help us, you know, run this event.
So what can we look forward to in terms of entertainment at the Woolorama this year?
Well, we've always got our traditional things that we run, like our fashion parade that is running every hour, both Friday and Saturday, and that, you know, showcases all the new innovative wool sort of garments that are available. But also this year we have this a very talented woman in Wagin that does fantasy costumes. So each parade will, you know, start off with one of her creations, which is absolutely amazing. The detail that she goes into and the creation she makes, it's amazing.
Wow.
Worth watching.
So local from Wagin.
Yes, yes. Koshi, her name is, and she's very successful in the, I think it's called the Eyelashes and Fantasy Costume competitions that are held that I didn't even know existed until she came into our fashion parade. And, yeah, it's just amazing what she creates.
Yeah, incredible. So that'll be on display each hour with the rest of the fashion parades.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, wonderful. So, and I'm sure there'll be something there for the kids as well.
At the show, yes, we always do as much as we can to keep them entertained. We've got our traditional fairies that come down every year to do the face painting, and they're situated in the lifestyle pavilion. So that gives mums and dads an opportunity to look around while the kids are getting their face done. We've also got a roaming magician, Pop Magic. He's great fun and he loves to engage with the kids, and we're very fortunate this year that he's still able to come along and be able to do that for us.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That is really, really nice to see. And is there's going to be animals there for the kids to look at, obviously. There's lots of animals at the Wagin Woolorama, but there'll be some that they can get up close to as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's always the livestock that we have, all the competitions going on around the ground. But we've also got, you know, the cuddly farm, so the kids can actually get up, you know, close and, you know, pat them and interact with them. We've got the reptile haven, which is, you know, all the lovely, I guess some people would think they're creepy crawlies, but a lot of the people love them too, you know, the snakes and the lizards and things. So they can come along and get close and personal to those guys as well. We've also got a very interesting horseworks display. The kids can't get close to it, but they can actually watch how, you know, a draft horse can work machinery, which was done back in the olden days. So
awesome.
That would be amazing. Yeah, first time this year.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So will that be on both days?
Yes, they'll be doing demonstrations both days. So
wonderful.
Yeah, they'll be situated in the entertainment area, which is the grassed area near the shearing shed. So, yep, I'm sure people will be able to find them. And they'll be doing their demos, you know, at 10 a.m., 12:30 and 2:30.
Great. And listeners, you can find that in the program as well when you get to the Woolorama. Look, we'll leave it there for this morning, Diana. But, yeah, look, fantastic work on your and the rest of the team's behalf. Thank you so much for coordinating all of this for us. And we're all looking forward to being there.
Great. Thanks, Tom. We love doing it every year. And hopefully everyone has a great time.